Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips, but we're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. So if you're ready, hit play and let's get started. Welcome back to today's episode of Beauty Revival. And today I'm going to be talking about why 5 minutes of makeup changes everything. So I think as you guys know, I'm out and about and working on women all the time. And I just get so much feedback daily, you know, by so many women. And I've been doing this for so many years, the 10 years that I had my spa, I did it for years prior and years after. And I love what I do because it's instant gratification. I mean, when you could transform somebody in just 1 minute, or give me five, or gosh, give me 10 or 15. I mean, there is a lot of transformation that I could do, and it's fun. I mean, I just absolutely love what I do. I love making women feel better about themselves, as cliche as that sounds, but you know, again, I've been hearing women talk negatively about aging since I was 19, saying things like, just you wait. And, you know, I always have to overcome all of the objections with, you know, the negative way that a lot of women, not all women, but a lot of women see themselves and see aging. And I just want to barrel in with my tools and my solutions and just show them in as little amount of time as possible, because that's what overcomes it all. And, you know, a lot of times women will start asking me a bunch of questions and I'll engage for a little bit. And then I'm like, okay, please just sit down, because in the amount of time we've been talking, I could have done you two or three times. And the mirror is the solution. You look in it, and when you see the difference, you know, it's far more powerful than me talking about it or telling you about it. And again, I know there's so much resistance because there is so much room to get it wrong. And I know this because I am looking out at a sea of women, you know, at all of my events. And it is very rare that I see somebody that I feel has the right makeup on. And it's not that everyone has to wear makeup. Like, if you don't like it, don't wear it. You know, I 100% support you in that. It's just, I'm a makeup artist. I love makeup. And not a lot of makeup. I love natural looking makeup. I love skincare. I'm very much about self-care in my life in general. I love working out. I love eating healthy. I love, you know, at least controlling the things that I can control when it comes to how we look, how we present ourselves. And a lot of that affects how we feel. So again, I have a 1 minute makeup thing, which you guys, if you get my e-blasts or you've seen me at my events, I have the new Flawless Finish kit, which is 1 minute makeup. And it totally works. The other night I had a Zoom and I was just in my workout clothes all day. I was tired. And then I remembered I had to get on this Zoom and I was like, oh, I do not feel like putting makeup on. And then I remembered, oh, I'll just do the Flossom thing. And it was a Bible study, so it's not like I needed to be glammed up, but I just put on a baseball hat. I put on it's a highlight stick, a blush, a gloss, and a lipstick. And you use the blush for your eyeshadow too. And I was like, I look great. And I did. I looked good enough to do it. So it's not about some painstaking technique where, you know, you're having to hold the brush the right way and all of that stuff. Like, that is so 1980s, 1990s, you know, over all the years that I've been doing this, Everything has evolved to like better ingredients, less is more. And women, I don't know if it's life in general because of how we live now with our screens and everything is expedited. Everyone wants just quick and easy. So a lot of it has been me adapting to what people want. And I took like something that I had shaved down to maybe a 15-minute thing, to a 10-minute thing, to a 5-minute thing, to a 1-minute thing. So I'm going to talk about both kind of the 5-minute and the 1-minute. But the question is how I make women look younger and why it works. So again, it's more about fixing the handful of things that are like quietly aging you. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. And most women don't even realize it until I show them. So, you know, again, makeup is subjective, but I can just say from my experience, which is working on thousands of women, with the, seeing the reactions when we go from a too yellow foundation to one that's more hydrating with maybe a little rose and the right lip color, like every person is like, oh my God, this looks so much better. And they buy it and they get great feedback. So that's the proof is in the fruit. So whenever I am doing an event and I do lots of country club stuff, I do boutiques, I do group makeup lessons, I do, you know, you name it, I have done it. My client has her Ohio book club in town and will I come and do all the women. And I absolutely love it, as I said before, and because I get instant gratification and I just love fixing the mistakes, showing women, and then quickly having the solution. So I always start off with brows because that's a challenge with almost every woman. And I feel like either they're using something like, I feel like all pencils, whether they're brunettes or blondes, they have like an orange tone to it. At least that's how it appears on the skin, because I could always tell when somebody's using a pencil because to me it looks orange. And, you know, all of the microblading and the too dark of brows with blonde hair. I really don't like that trend. I don't do that. I like to more match your brow color with your hair. Sometimes, like let's say on a brunette, if you have really dark hair with some like more auburn highlights, you know, and their brows are just the darker of the two, I like, you know, kind of adding a brow color that has the highlight color in their hair so that their brows have the same dimension as their hair. And that's kind of like a unique example. Most women that I deal with a lot of blondes, and either they don't have enough brow, they don't have any brow, which I've seen it all. Women are like, no, look, I have zero. I can make them look amazing with this little brow ink. It's a tiny little brush and I just brush it on. It has castor oil in it. It helps them grow. And every person I put it on buys it. So I always say I earn trust with the brows. And women just love how quick and easy it is. You just swipe it on, one and done. So the other thing that I see is foundation, and the color is either too yellow, I mean, almost always too dark. The formula is too heavy. It's probably an oil-free, so it's too drying. It's making every line look worse. So I see a combo of the bad foundation, and then if there's powder going on too, the powder is, I mean, 10 out of 10 times aging, too yellow, too powdery, just ruining it all. And so I'm very direct when I talk to people because I deal with so many and I usually just have such a small amount of time. I just cut straight to the problem and I'll say, can I fix your foundation? And I had a woman say the other day, fix? Like she was kind of offended, but I said, don't take it personally. I say it to everyone. I'm just very particular. I feel like it's not blending with your neck. Let me just show you super quick. And so having custom blended about 20,000 bottles of foundation in my career, I do know color right away. I feel like most of the formulas that are available out there for some reason all lean very heavily on the yellow side. And I also feel like there's way too many ways to get it wrong. There's way too many color options. And even from some of the private labs, you know, that I've ordered from over the years, I'm like, who wears these colors, what they name them? And, you know, they'll call something a porcelain that's like a medium dark, like it's just all over the map. And so I just feel like makeup in general, I had this thought in the last couple of days, like there's no standard, you know, of anything. Like it's just all over the map. And I just edit it is what I do. And I just can go to most counters and look and like at all the lipsticks. Usually there isn't one that I like. And like, let's say if I particularly needed a red for something, I could pick out like out of all these, this would be the one. But I'm saying for that perfect everyday color, I know I'm jumping all over now from foundation to lips, but I'm just saying like there's just way too much room to get it wrong. And the first time I took my daughter to Europe, we went all over. We went to, you know, Paris, Milan, Venice, Nice, Rome, like you name it. And Monaco, and every place we went, Dublin, we would go into the city centers and then run into every apothecary, every department store, and we'd go to the makeup counters. And I would look and I'm like, worldwide, this is a problem. Like all the lipsticks were matte or cream, no shimmer, which I love shimmer. Just the color in my mind that's like the perfect tone, like did not exist. And I've evolved the colors that I put in my kits or sold myself over the years. But I had this vision in my mind, you know, a few years ago, and I eventually found a lab that made it for me perfectly. It's called Capri. It's my number one seller. Everyone I put it on, it's just like this natural mauve lip tone, but it has a lot of shimmer in it. It brightens up your whole face. So I'm just super picky. So I just feel like take all the options in the world and I've just edited it down to like, you know, a couple options, you know, like blush. I have like one color that's in my new Flossom kit that's like a really great kind of pink champagne color. It can also be used as blush. I love when you could multitask with your products too. It makes it so much faster and easier. And again, I'm always just trying to simplify everything as much as I can. And the last thing I'm going to talk about in terms of just what's going wrong, calling out the mistakes, is the skin lacking hydration. Every woman just looks dry and it just seems no matter what you put on in the morning, you know, you go about your day and your moisture is just depleted. So the makeup gets stuck in the lines. And again, everything just looks drier. So I have my magical trio. I love to put that on people just super quick. I do the Lift and Snap Serum. It has like vitamins A, C, E, CoQ10, green tea, hyaluronic acid, lightening agents, lavender, peppermint, every good thing you want. But the Argelene like instantly photoshops all the lines, smooths everything out. Hyaluronic acid, clinically proven to immediately plump up your skin. So as soon as I put that serum on, you know, women can look in the mirror and see, and if their friends are there watching, they always say, oh, wow, you can totally tell a difference. And then I slide on a little of my Unpack Your Bags eye gel, which has lightening agents for dark circles, natural retinol for fine lines, clinically proven to reduce puffiness. It has lavender, lemon peel oil, and then my moisturizer, the Marine Magic, is red marine algae from the Hawaiian Islands, clinically to increase your firmness and hydration. It immediately plumps up all the lines. So in about 1 minute, I put on the magical trio is what I call it. And without doing that, nothing is going to look as good. So we got to get the skin looking as good as we can. And if somebody does have a lot of crow's feet, maybe lines above their upper lip, I will also add my firstborn child, the Beauty Ammo Kit. And they use that on Dancing with the Stars, lots of movie sets, but I created it for the women walking into my spa. I would see the same thing over and over where their concealer, powder, foundation was creasing, caking, stuck in the lines, making everything look worse. So it seems like a lot, but I'm just showing you the most that you can do in a 5-minute time span with layering a couple things that are just going to give you massive hydration and plumping. So that way, when you put on the right formula foundation and a few other products, it's not going to make you look older. So the Beauty Ammo Kit has my collagen eye mask, and the products are numbered 1, 2, 3. You just do a white stripe of it under your eye and above your lip. It's like a white layer of massive hydration with collagen and shea butter. And then without blending, I layer step 2, which is called line putty, right over top. And then I take a sponge, and I give you the sponges in the kit. You could refill them at CVS. I send you the link to get the exact ones, because having the right tools also makes a huge difference. And then I press both of those products into the skin under your eyes and above your lip. And then now you have this really rich base where you can wear more concealer, get better coverage. So I kind of pile on my color adjusting supernatural concealer. It's all natural with natural sunscreen. One color works on everyone, believe it or not. I've applied it on thousands of people, and it is my number one bestseller. My two bestsellers are really the concealer and the brow product I was telling you about earlier. So the concealer you put under your eye and on your lid as a base for your shadow. Okay, sorry if this is glitchy today. I have had to do this in like 3 different clips, and usually I do it all in one take, but I've had a lot of glitches going on. Okay, so anyways, getting back to fixing the quick mistakes. So you've got your magical trio on. I do the Beauty Ammo under the eyes, above the lip, if there's lines that I want to plump up more. And then I do some foundation. So I fix the foundation problem, which usually stems from a color that's too yellow, it's too dark, it's too dry, it's too heavy. So I solve all 4 of those problems with my vegan, organic, gluten-free SPF 27 foundation with a little bit of aloe and avocado oil. And I put it on with my magic wand foundation brush, which everyone loves. Whenever I have women watching or putting it on someone, they're like, "Ooh, what is that?" It's like a sponge brush, and you don't need much foundation when you use this brush, but it is hydrating because of the aloe and the avocado, so it doesn't make lines look worse. And when you use that brush, you just get really great natural coverage. So I get your color right. I've custom blended 20,000 bottles of foundation in my career, so I'm good at matching you. And usually, like I said, people are too dark, too yellow, and I like more clean beige formulas or even rose beige. And as people get more tan, I especially like more clean tan colors instead of super yellow or orange. I'm always trying to avoid that. So I put the foundation on, and then the last bit of it is the 1-minute makeup. And most recently, I've been doing the new Flossom Finish Kit. If you go to my YouTube channel, mbyork.beauty, YouTube, or I think it's just mbyorkbeauty, mbyork.beauty is my Instagram. But my YouTube channel has the Flossom Finish Kit. There's a 5-minute video where Shasti and I apply it in slow motion, talk all about it. Then there's a 1-minute video where my daughter applies it on herself. We were just in Bali, and I got her attention, and she was happy to do it for me. It's super cute. So it just shows you put this gold, light gold. I say again, the importance in a tiny variation can be the difference in amazing and disaster. And that goes for everything: lipstick, eyeshadow, highlight. So this illuminizer stick is a very light gold, and I put it straight down the center of your nose, above your cheekbones, on your brow bone. And then there is a blush color that I use. I was talking about it earlier. It's like a pink champagne color. I use it for your blush and in the crease of your eye. And then for the lipstick, it matches the blush like exactly. And then there's a really pretty gloss that's a pink champagne color as well. It's like a gold, but it has more of the pink undertones instead of the orange. So that is just like the little 1-minute makeup that goes on top. You can do it without the other steps, the other stuff underneath. Normally, I do a little bit of bronzer too. I'm very picky with like powder and bronzer colors. We'll go into that another time. But I think women are better off using none unless they can really show me what they have and put it on with the right, you know, big, super fluffy brush so it doesn't go on too heavy and ruin everything that we did with the foundation. So I really feel like having, you know, the perfect little system, it's easy to reproduce. You know, if somebody shows you how to do it and you watch the little video, there's nothing else that I'm hiding as far as the application goes. It's just, you know, taking those few minutes to watch and learn and then a little bit of practice. And the other thing I'll say, whenever people buy my products and then they come back and do like the big reveal, and this went on for years when I had my spa, I would always laugh because every woman would come in and give me their ta-da moment. And I would always be like squinting, looking to see where there's anything. Like everyone would go so light on all the products, all the skincare, that I couldn't even tell they had anything on at all. So because I'm more confident, I use more of it. But I truly say that is the main difference when I do somebody or they do themselves, is usually they use way less of everything. I'm more heavy-handed, but they're light formulas, they're light colors, so you can't be afraid to put on enough so that it shows up. So I will say again, kind of winding down to wrap, I get so many great, you know, feedback from clients and referrals and emails. And I recently did an e-blast and I titled it, How Can She Look This Good? And it's one of my ladies. I did her makeup for an event she was going to, which was the first time I met her. And she was amazing and she loved my products and she bought my book and she ended up ordering the red light therapy mask that's on my site. And I talk about this too. I was saying it yesterday at a group of women and everyone saying, oh, I did all these microneedling and nothing changed and this didn't work. And people are just confused. But I will say red light therapy works. If you just Google before and afters for red light therapy, it stimulates collagen. So it helps soften lines. And I've talked to women, my own clients, that have spent $1,800 on red light therapy, and they didn't think it helped. But again, they were pretty sun damaged. And I think the sooner you can start, the better, but you don't need to spend $1,800. The one that I have on my site is $399. It's a gel mask. And so you put it on, it has Velcro in the back. I use mine almost every day. I mean, they say you should do it probably like every other day. Give your skin a chance to kind of, you know, recover, but I can be extreme with it sometimes on a roll. But my client, Edie, started using it. It completely cleared up her rosacea, which she was concerned. I said, just start it slowly. And she came in to buy the new Flossom set and she uses all the skincare, the Magical Trio, everything I just talked about. And I took some pictures. I mean, her skin is just flawless. She looks so great. And I just thought, as a super fan, I'm going to do a little e-blast on her. If you get my emails, you can find it there and just see the results. You know, they speak for themselves. And then I had another client that reached out, and from one of my country club events, I was doing a group makeup lesson, and one of my other clients came in with a friend and wanted to show her everything and was like, you need to get this. It's amazing. So the friend bought everything, but I wasn't able to meet her or talk to her. And so she recently reached out saying she wants to restock it all because she's leaving for the summer to her other place, and said that over all the years, she said for 30 years, she's been getting facials and treatments and trying every product under the sun and, you know, name dropped a bunch, Clarins, blah, blah. And she said she's never had anything work this good. And it made me feel so great, A, because I didn't get to meet her and really tell her everything, because I feel like you appreciate it more when you really hear it from me. But I just said to her, well, for 10 years, I was an esthetician. I had two spas. I worked on clients all day long and I got all the feedback and I've just eliminated anything that's problematic and anything that people loved and rebought, I have improved on. And over the years, you know, got even better ingredients now with my amazing organic chemist. And the fact of the matter is, you know, at the level that I'm selling things, everything is still made really fresh. And he just packs in the active ingredients. And so the results can be pretty dramatic. It's not just like such a small amount, you know, that it's a placebo and you're just spending all of this money. You know, clients will tell me, oh, I was just getting ready to go back to, you know, Cosbar or wherever they go to rebuy $160 cream or $180 vitamin C serum. And, you know, with my whole trio, it's $160. You're getting the whole system. And so I try to price my products fair enough. I don't have layers of retailers that I have to, you know, pad in. So you're getting better prices because it's directly from my chemist to me, to you. And like I said, I try to price it fairly. You know, if you're used to shopping at Walgreens or Target for skincare, you're going to think my prices are higher. But if you're used to going to department stores, you know, I feel like my prices are really fair and I try as hard as I can to keep it that way and to keep the sizes big and give people great prices on the jumbo lift and snap because they start using it on their arms and their legs. I have amazing before and afters. I'll keep sending them out in the e-blast so you guys can see them. And if you don't get my emails, you can email me at mbyorkbeauty@gmail.com. Give me your email and I will add you and you'll start getting all of my other materials that go out that mention where I'm going to be with my pop-ups, where you can come and see me in person or reach out to me in person. So anyways, just kind of in summary, like I'm not trying to convince people. It's just once they see the difference, they want to recreate it. So I don't feel like I'm selling. I'm just telling the truth. And I also have like the huge advantage that I'm not an influencer that's pushing products of somebody else's or a brand that's guessing what works. And I'm the originator of the solution. So I'm very passionate about it. I know what I'm talking about and it's convincing. And again, all you need is a mirror to see the results. So you don't need any trust at all. You just need a mirror. So I want to mention also, a while back, I was on YouTube and I happened to watch a random makeup tutorial that an older woman was doing on her, and by older, I just mean 40 and up. I have no idea how old she is. I try not to talk age unless it's appropriate to a story. But she had her makeup done quite heavily and she had over 1 million followers on YouTube. And I was looking at her and her neck and her face did not match. Her foundation color was off. But, you know, she had some glam makeup going on and obviously everybody was reproducing it. But I just felt so competitive because this influencer knows how to do her own makeup, you know, which is subjective in terms of, you know, I'm critiquing it, but she doesn't know how to do other people. And when I'm doing someone, it's not about me. I'm not saying this is the color I love and use, even though I do love and use it. It's colors that I have curated based on all the women that I do and all the experience that I have. So it's about my customers. It's about my clients. It's not about me. And I'm not an influencer just trying to sell it. So, and as far as age being related, quickly, I will say one of my clients who's 82 that bought the Blossom Finish kit said, she texted me and she's my good friend and said, I was just hit on twice at the gym. It's all that aluminizer stick. And so she keeps bringing it up over and over that it's all about the aluminizer in the Blossom Finish kit. And she keeps telling everyone, you have to try this shimmer stick. So anyways, I love that solution. Talk about the proof is in the fruit. So if you've ever felt like your makeup isn't working the way it used to, you're not wrong. It's not about doing more. It's about doing a few things differently. And women will say, I've heard it all so many times. They'll say, oh, I feel like as you get older, you should do less. And I don't think that's necessarily true. I just think sometimes you, depending on what you're doing already, you may need to do more, but you just need to do the right things. So the wrong things, definitely do less of them. And that's probably the baseline of your perspective. When somebody shows you the right things, you're going to be like, oh, I want to add this, or I really should be adding in some foundation. Maybe not for running to the gym, but you know, if you're getting dressed up in a nice outfit, why not have your face match and do, you know, the 5-minute version instead of the one. So when you get those right, it doesn't take 30 minutes. It takes 5. So get on my email list and you could ask me too for the instructions, which I send out in a video. I call it the Beauty Blueprint. Go to my YouTube channel because I have those most recent videos up with the Floss and Finish kit. It's still on sale for just $99 for the 4 pieces, 1 minute makeup. And book your own group today if you're interested. If you have some ladies that you want to get together with, I go all over and do it. I've done book clubs and country clubs, and you know, friends invite me to their house and have their friends over. So I'm happy to do that too. And I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope that you all have an amazing week ahead. Thank you. Bye. That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty and check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.